USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley, President Trump will do everything in his authority to fight illegal immigration.
And look, the president has been very clear. He's going to do everything within
his... Is that
his
a yes or a no?
He is going to do everything within his legal authority to protect the American people.
That is
a
yes.
No, I'm just saying there are lots of tools at his disposal. We haven't used them all, and we're looking at ways to protect the American people.
Gidley was being questioned on Fox and Friends regarding the Insurrection Act, which would allow the president to use the military to remove illegal aliens from the United States. Attorney General Bill Barr is defending his look into the origins of the Russia investigation. Barr says he wants to determine whether government officials abused their power and tried to put their thumb on the scale.
It was sort of an ad hoc small group, and most of these people are no longer with the FBI or the CIA or the other agencies involved.
This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
A new Fox poll finds Joe Biden with a commanding lead over the rest of the Democrats running for president. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%.
Some state lawmakers are working on a distracted walking law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg is responding to an op-ed last week that says Facebook is too big and needs to be broken up and also, frankly, doesn't even care about you. She joins CBS This Morning and addresses some of the issues that Facebook is still working on regarding privacy and security concerns.
So we know, and I know, that there's real concern about the size and power of the tech companies, including Facebook. And those are the right questions to be asked, but I think the right answers are about writing the right rules for the internet. Because you can break us up, you can break other tech companies up, but you don't actually solve the things people are worried about: privacy, elections, content. And so at Facebook, you know, we know that we have hard work to do to earn back people's trust, and we're doing that work. We're doing two things. The first is we are fundamentally changing how we run the company. We have massive teams in place whose whole job is to protect people's privacy, protect elections, go through our systems and find things.
As far as if Facebook is too big to care, Sandberg says,
I don't believe that's the right point. In fact, one of the reasons we've had so many announcements of vulnerabilities is we're finding them. We made a commitment. Mark and I have said we are going to do anything it takes to fix these systems, and we believe we can do that. Now, how do you do that? You put teams of people in place, and they go systematically through things, and they find vulnerabilities, and then we announce them.
Game 2 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is in Milwaukee tonight. The Bucks will host the Raptors. Tip-off is just after 8:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.